5 to 9, we do not presently have a quorum, but we will at least begin discussing the issues on the agenda. So we can't take action on the minutes either, so we'll wait on
sure.
that.
Are there phone calls out?
There are.
Okay. Colin just said he'd go look for Senator Hand.
Okay, I'll call Zoe.
Senator Hand seems like a prompt sort of person, so.
He might just be across the hall.
Okay, well, we're in session here, so we're going to go to item 2, review and approve resolution extending the working group on ethnic heritage and new Americans. And Mr. Hubinger and Senator Torres-Ray have joined us. Senator Torres-Ray.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, members, for the opportunity to present this petition. Madam Chair, the extension of the life of this group was passed both in the House and in the Senate, but I do need approval from this group for a decision on the appointment process so that we can begin to meet and do our work. We have completed most of the work, have met throughout 2008. We didn't have meetings in 2009 because we were trying to figure out if we were still in place. And it was approved that we will continue our work, and now we have until June 2011 to complete our work. So we will be writing the report and conducting some visits that were asked of us to just really visit some areas in greater Minnesota to really look at issues affecting workers who are new immigrants. So basically, Madam Chair and members, what we are asking you to do is to take action on the appointment process and just give us permission to start meeting.
Thank you, Senator Torres-Wright. Mr. Hubinger.
Madam Chair and members, the LCC met in February of 2009 and adopted a number of resolutions establishing or continuing working groups, one of which was this one. But under a statutory limitation that language needed to be extended, as Senator Torres-Ray indicated. And so the working group language expired June 30th of 2009. And so we now have authority to continue the group, and the LCC needs to reestablish the working group. There's a resolution in your packets, LCC 1, that would do that. Staff have a recommendation for an oral amendment to bring the amendment into order.
Okay. Mr. Hubinger, why don't you state the recommendation, and then a member of the LCC will move the amendment so it's before us so we can have discussion.
Madam Chair, on LCC 1 membership provision, that's the top third of the page, the suggestion would be to delete paragraph C, and then on paragraph D, increase from 2 to 3 the number of public members that are appointed by the speaker. And in paragraph E, increase from 2 to 3 the number of public members that are appointed by the Senate Rules Committee.
Okay. And Mr.
I move that.
Senator Pogamiller moves the amendment to LCC 1. Mr. Hubinger, is there any discussion to that you can share with us? That,
Madam Chair, the working group has been working effectively, and so I think the idea would be for the current members and for the legislators who are currently in office to be reappointed. But that recommendation would be made, or those decisions would be made by leadership.
Okay. Any discussion to the amendment? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Those opposed, no. The motion prevails. The amendment is adopted. Now we are on LCC 1 as amended. Senator Pogamiller have moved the adoption as amended. All those in favor?
Madam Chair.
Yes, Senator Sengem.
Madam Chair, just a clarification down on expenses, the support, the item A in the bottom. The travel expenses would suggest, you know, without an indication to the contrary, that you could travel anywhere. Might that be at least relegated to in-state travel?
Okay. Let's ask Mr. Hubinger what the pattern has been here, and then if we need an amendment, we can do that.
Madam Chair and Senator Sengem, the LCC operates under the same guidance as the House and the Senate with little or no out-of-state travel. This would be limited to paying for members' expenses and per diems for attending the meetings.
So no. So I, what I hear you say, Mr. Hubinger, is that no one from outside of Minnesota is on this working group, and they cannot plan a meeting outside the state of Minnesota under our current policy and no out-of-state travel. So they're covered by our policy, Senator Senjum, and it is limited to expenses regarding their meetings.
Madam Chair, if that's the expectation, why, you know, I can accept that. I just...
Yep, it's a good question.
I think it's just a good question to ask.
Yep. All right. All those in favor of LCC 1 as amended, please say aye.
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 Opposed, no. The motion prevails, and LCC 1 is adopted. Let's go back to the minutes just here briefly. Representative Murphy, have you reviewed the minutes?
I have, Madam Chair, and I move that they be accepted as printed.
Excellent. Representative Murphy moves the minutes from the November 16th meeting. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, no. The motion prevails. The minutes are adopted. We are on item 3, review and approve amendment of LCC legislative plan for employee benefit policies. Mr. Hubinger.
Madam Chair and members, in November, the Legislative Coordinating Commission adopted proposed changes to the legislative plan for employee benefits and policies. Included in that list of changes was a new section recommended by staff that was, entitled Employee Personnel Records. After the LCC met and adopted the new benefit book, attorneys in House Research and Senate Counsel took a closer look at some of the language and were expressing concern about how the language in this chapter, in this provision, relates to Chapter 181, which provides for statutes that apply to employers in Minnesota. And there was some concern about some vagueness in that language about how this section might be enforced if there were a complaint by an employee about how the legislature was following this new policy. And so the recommendation by staff is to take this section out and revisit it and come back with a proposal the next time the benefit book is amended.
Mr. Hubinger, can you just share that the House and Senate Rules Committee have already done this? Is that correct?
Madam Chair, that's correct. The House and Senate Rules Committees each adopt the benefit book, especially for those provisions that don't relate to language that's entirely within the authority of the LCC. This language is outside of that. It's just a general personnel policy. And when the staff presented the benefit books to the respective rules committees, they left this section out. And so in that way, the LCC is catching up to what the House and the Senate have done.
So we are moving into compliance with what the House and Senate Rules Committees have already done. Are there questions to this, members? Senator Hahn.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Mr. Hubinger, could you be a little more specific about what the problem was? You described it as being some policies that were inconsistent, but what exactly is the problem with the policy?
Mr. Hubinger.
Madam Chair and Senator Hahn, Chapter 181 establishes statutory requirements for employment policies for all sorts of employers, and it's generally enforced by the Department of Labor and Industry. It's unclear how enforcement actions by an executive branch agency might be applied to the legislative branch, and that's what we want to think about some more.
So, Madam Chair, thank you, and Mr. Hubinger. So the issue is one of separation of powers, essentially, and how one branch might enforce compliance on a policy that's being adopted and applied to the other. Is that essentially the problem?
Mr. Hubinger.
Madam Chair and Senator Hahn, exactly.
Thank you.
Okay, members. So we have else. Could someone move LCC?
I'll move that.
Thank you, Senator Hahn. Any further discussion to LCC 2? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, no. The motion prevails. LCC 2 is adopted. I have no other business for LCC today. Does anyone else? All right.
Madam Chair.
Yes,
sir. One of the things we might want to consider is downsizing this group, because every meeting we have trouble getting the quorum. And I just note that there's a Senate member who's never been here, as far as I know.
Get them off.
I will be talking to him.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
if the member doesn't feel it's important enough to be here, then mm-hmm. I don't see why they need to be a member.
Well, and Madam Chair, just that comment, yes. I agree to a certain extent, but the other suggestion is replace the members with someone that does want to be here. I mean, that's usually what we look at, too, is you're right. If you don't have an interest, we'll put someone on that does.
Yeah. Certainly a
and
lot.
Thank you to the members who are here.
Yes, I was going to say that. Thank you for being here. All right, we will consider that. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, David, for coming.
I was in the other meeting across the hall.
No,
thank you.